Hi friends, welcome to Booked. Today, I want to share three YA books that I've recently read and really enjoyed. Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi, Slay by Brittany Morris, and Small Favors by Aaron Craig. These books are very different. Children of Blood and Bone is speculative fiction, Slay is sci-fi realism, and Small Favors is fantasy. As different as these stories are, they are a little more similar than you might think. All three feature strong female protagonists that are underestimated and face oppression. In these books, we meet Zili, Kira, and Ellery, three girls who are oppressed in very different ways. Each faces her own opposition that challenges her character and makes her feel small and weak. These characters have to find their own voices to overcome their struggles. With the help of friends and family, these strong female protagonists find the strength to overcome intimidating forces and find themselves. They exhibit kindness, courage, and strength, making them compelling characters that readers will root for as they rise against their oppressors. Aside from these brilliant characters, these stories also introduce us to enchanting new worlds. As magical and wondrous as these worlds might be, they present new dangers too. Our characters brave the unknown to protect what they love and abolish the chains that bind them. Without further ado, let's talk about these books. Children of Blood and Bone is by Tomi Adeyemi, where we enter the world of Orisha. Orisha is a lush, thriving country. Well, thriving for some. You see, Orishans are divided into two groups. Kosidon, honorable members of society, and diviners, who once possessed powerful magic, but are now enslaved to the Kosidon. But the Kosidon don't have to worry about the diviners rising against them, because magic has been dead in Orisha for a very long time. Zeli is a diviner, and her very existence threatens all of Orisha, because she can bring magic back. One day, Zeli and her brother Zane go to the capital to pay the king's unfair diviner tax, so they can continue living with their father in the village. Zeli sees a girl in trouble and quickly steps in to save her from the oppressive guards. Only after they escape do they realize the girl they saved is not just a noble Kosidon. She is Princess Amari, daughter of the evil King Saren, who killed their mother for her magic. Zeli is infuriated. She wants to get rid of Amari immediately. She can't stand the sight of the princess. But Amari needs Zeli to help her evade her father and leave the city, because she is carrying a scroll that can bring back magic and free all the diviners in Orisha. After Zeli saved the princess, she touched the scroll and felt her own magic awaken, Reaper magic, capable of resurrecting the dead. Now, outlaws with no other choice, Zeli and her brother Zane help the princess. But Zeli doesn't trust her. Of all people, why would a princess want to free the diviners? She doesn't know that Amari is familiar with the king's cruelty too, and she is desperate to end the violence in Orisha. But they are being hunted by Amari's brother, Prince Inan, who is wholly loyal to his evil father and hates diviners, even if he might be one himself. Inan is determined to prove himself to his father and his country by killing Zeli and Zane and bringing his sister back to the palace. Will Zeli be able to master her magic and free her people, or will Inan deliver her to the king to be killed as her mother was? Find out by reading Children of Blood and Bone by Tomi Adeyemi. Slay by Brittany Morris is about more than just a video game. 17-year-old Kira has created a world of her own. No, really. She has coded and developed a paradise for black gamers called Slay. Slay is a world of sprawling landscapes and endless possibilities. In Slay, players collect cards that represent important symbols from Black culture and use those cards to duel for in-game currency. Kira presides over her world as Queen Emerald and loves to get to interact with the other players. But all of this is Kira's secret. She doesn't want anyone to know she created Slay, not only because she feels they could never understand, but also because her boyfriend would hate it. During the day, Kira attends a prestigious private school where she is one of the only Black kids. By night, she slays. Slay has flown under the radar for years, accumulating Black players from all around the world. Until one day, a boy is killed. To Kira's horror, a teen in Kansas is murdered, and the murder is linked to her game, Slay. Suddenly, her paradise is threatened, and everything she worked to create is being criticized by everyone around the globe. Kira herself struggles to justify her world. Her fellow students, friends, family, and boyfriend all have strong opinions on the game, not all of them good. Soon, a new player challenges Emerald to an in-game duel. The player is openly against the game and works to pervert her world. Kira has to fight to keep her identity a secret and understands the intricacies of racism to defend the amazing online community she's cultivated. She has to find her voice or lose her paradise forever. Experience Slay by Brittany Morris and find your voice. Small Favors by Aaron Craig shows the terror that lives inside all of us. There is a small town nestled in Blackspire Mountain Range called Amity Falls. The townspeople are happy. They go about their lives isolated from the rest of the world. Ellery Downing, the daughter of the town's beekeeper, wishes her life was more. But because of her gender and her age, there aren't many options for her. And with the thick forest surrounding Amity Falls, leaving doesn't seem possible. After learning her best friend is pregnant with her twin brother's child, Ellery knows she needs to stay and help care for the baby, because her brother won't. While helping her father care for the bees, there's a commotion in town. A supply run has gone wrong. Several men of the town were killed in the surrounding forest. Further investigation reveals that this was no accident, no savage forest creature. These men were killed by something unknown and unseen for many years. You see, Amity Falls has an old legend about monsters living in the forest. What if the monsters are back? Ellery and her family stick together, but Ellery senses the town is crumbling. People who Ellery has lived her whole life with are turning against her, committing crimes and violence against each other that she's never seen before. Her friends turn their backs on her. Her family struggles to stay together. No one can leave Amity Falls without being murdered. No one can bring in supplies. Mysterious strangers appear in town, and no one knows who to trust. As the seasons pass, life gets harder, and Ellery soon finds herself as the sole caretaker of her family. More horrific murders take place, and Ellery finds she can't even trust her own twin brother as the town spirals into madness. Ellery has to keep her family alive, but she's just one girl. Can she do what needs to be done? Can she fight a monster? Check out Small Favors by Aaron Craig to find out. In conclusion, these are some amazing books by some awesome female writers that showcase empowered female protagonists that you will just fall in love with and really empathize with. Their struggles are realistic, even in the fantastical situations that they are put in, so it's easy to put yourself into their shoes. I hope you've enjoyed this book talk. Be sure to check out these titles as well, because they are a great way to dip your toe into some of these genres.
and work your way up to some of the more complex versions of the genre. But if you enjoyed this, please do consider subscribing to our channel, because we will have some more movie reviews and book reviews coming soon. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.